Active.
Yeah, it's Todd in?
I'm asking who's calling?
Yeah, it's Jeremiah. Either Todd or Nancy, either one.
Okay, hold on 1 second, Jeremiah.
Sure.
This is Todd.
Hey, Todd, it's Jeremiah.
Hey, what's up?
Not much, man. Hey, do you got a couple minutes?
Yep.
Okay, are you next to a computer?
Nope, but I can get to one.
Yeah, please. I want to go over the documents with you.
Hold on 1 second. Let me go to Nancy's computer. I took mine out of my office, so hold on.
Okay, no worries.
You there?
Yep.
Okay. We're on a computer.
Okay, perfect. So if you guys want to, I just sent it to you, Todd. You should have it by now.
Can you send it? Oh, it only went to me?
Yeah, it just went to you. But last time I tried to send something to Nancy, it didn't work out too well.
We did, had a problem with it.
Yeah, it was really weird. But I'm sure you could forward it to her from your email.
He can forward it.
So let me know once you have that open so I can go over everything with you guys.
Okay. Okay. Just waiting for it to come to me.
No worries.
Yeah, we couldn't get... Finally got the second time we tested it, we got it only on my cell phone. That's right. You could have sent it to me on my cell phone because remember I got it on the cell phone.
On your cell phone, yeah, that's right.
That was weird. Come on. Nothing yet.
So when are you guys going to have the trailer delivered to you?
Well, as fast as you get as fast as
we
get
the money and pay for it.
If we can get it done today, we're trying to get them there today. If not, we're going to get them there tomorrow.
Okay. Cool. So you just literally have to go pick it up.
Yeah.
We're sending an 18-wheeler truck to pick it up. Someone back in North Carolina is going to grab it and tow it out here to us.
Got it. When's the next event? Is it the Halloween event?
A week from this Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
It's our first event.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you still have to get it wrapped and everything?
We're going to take it to the first event. It's got a Tony Stewart Kurt Busch wrap on it right now, so we're going to leave it on there for the first event.
There's no way we can get it.
By the time we load it with all the merchandise and clean it and do some things to it.
Yeah. So. That makes sense. Okay.
There'll be a different look at the off-road races. Come on. Try to send it to me on my cell phone again.
Sure.
I don't know why it's not coming through yet. It hasn't. It will. As soon as I tell you to send it, it'll come through.
Okay. What was the email again, Nancy?
It's same as Todd at activescreenprinting.com.
There we go.
I'm not getting anything from Todd. Normally I get stuff right away from Todd, but not coming yet.
All right.
Six. Gosh. Watch for my email.
All right. Just sent them now.
Right now, though, for Todd to come through, but it hasn't. Normally, Todd comes to me right away, but okay, let me look and see what I have. Got That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Okay, I haven't got mine yet. Oh, there it is. I got that. I will forward it to my computer.
Okay. Yeah, because I know these documents, when you try to open up on your phone, I have a lot of business owners that tell me that they can't open it. On their, well, they open it, but it's blank, so they have to be at a desktop for them to actually see it, which is weird.
Yeah, I can open mine.
Oh, okay.
But on the thing. I think what it is, it's so small, but I could open mine up. But anyway, I just sent it to me.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, now see, Todd just came through just now.
You guys just must have a lot of emails.
Yeah, we do. And a lot of junk emails.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
All right, come on, let's see, docs right here. Okay, I need to print that one out. Is that what you want me to print out or just look at it first?
Yeah, well, you can print it out and then whatever. I mean, it does need to be signed, so you got to print it.
17 pages?
Yep.
Holy shit. My new intro. Okay, it's running to print out.
Yeah.
Per year?
That's good.
Holy fuck, but I got to read it. The guy told me. Richard wanted me to read it. So, Todd, la la la. Business start of day. Do we need to fill that in or something?
No. Oh, okay. You on the first page?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, no, you don't have to fill anything in. I just wanted to be able to show you. So, if you look.
Has he needed date of birth or anything on there? I'm just asking.
Yeah, no, you're. That's right. I don't know why it's not on there, but I don't think that's going to be an issue. I will make sure, though. But I wanted to go over Section E, the key terms and conditions. So it's
in key terms and conditions. You should read this entire thing.
Okay. So on there is a 2% origination fee that I told you guys about in the beginning. This will come up to, I think, around $1,500. I just wanted to go over that with you so that way. Sometimes a lot of people don't read that.
What is that about?
It's an origination fee to create the loan.
Oh, $1,500 to create this loan.
Yeah, so that'll come out the principal amount. So you'll get $75,000.
I'll get less, $75,000.
Yeah, you'll get $73,500 is what you'll get. Okay. And then, so page, let me see.
So that's what this one is right here. Todd, put that right there. What's the administration fee? Do we have that to pay?
There is no administration fee. There's two other fees that are not as large I will get to. I'm trying to make sure. Okay, so page 10 on there. 10 of 11. You'll see I'm going to need a signature from Todd there.
Going to it. Hold on. Page 9.
Back up. You're too far.
Oh, what did you say I needed? 10?
You're on 11. Go up.
10. Yeah, 10 of 11.
I went too far. 10 of 11.
Right there. Okay.
Authorized signature.
So Todd
authorized signature. He needs a sign there.
There.
Okay, and then on 11 of 11, he's going to sign as the guarantor right there, signature above his name.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to put right there, guarantor. He signs his name there, okay?
Okay, and then.
Lender's use. I don't do anything there, right?
That's no, you don't do anything there. And then on page 13. Which it's not numbered, but if you go to page 13, it'll say.
So how did it go back up to? It was 51 something. Now it's 53, 57, 22? Or am I wrong?
Wait. I'm sorry. What?
So on our monthly payments, I thought it was 51.
No. It's 53. We were doing it at a smaller amount. We were doing it at 70,000.
Okay.
That's why. So yeah, so your daily is 243, which your monthly comes up to 5357 for 22 payments a month. Now, the next page after that is the authorization to debit and credit account. That's, I need a signature at the bottom and a date.
What is that? What does this paper mean?
So this is how we're going to take the money out.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we're going to take it out ACH debit that way.
That's the only way you can do it?
That's the only way we can do it.
Okay, all righty.
Okay, and then the very next form after that is the another ACH fee, and this is, there is a one-time $250 charge to set it up. You will not be charged this right away. This will come out maybe a week or two into it, so you'll see a charge.
What's the then refundable? What's the $350?
So where do you see that at?
The customer acknowledges and agrees to pay company a one-time non-refundable fee of $350
for the inspection and audit.
Inspection. Okay, so this, yeah, so that page is the inspection page. So what that is we send somebody out there to verify your guys' business, to make sure we're loaning $75,000 to a real business and not someone who created a business.
Well, that guy makes good money, huh?
He makes great money. Yeah. But you'd be surprised. So we didn't used to do this. We got scammed about 5 times. And finally, we decided to send people out and verify the business, take pictures. So if you guys see somebody taking pictures in front of your business.
Stay long because of the guy trying to.
So next time I know it cost me $2,000 to get a loan from you guys.
No. So Todd, here's what's great. Next time you're not going to have this stuff. Okay, well, at least a couple of these. The origination fee, I can, there may be, but all these little ones like this, no, this is one time. What does? I promise you come through me, you work with me, I'll make sure you don't take care of these ever again.
So we're now out 50. So
you're out $2,000 already.
Yeah.
So you borrowed $5,000 to get $73,000 because they
not even $73,000 because you got
whatever. Well, we're at this point now.
Okay.
Okay. So those are the only. Those are the three fees. That's it. There's nothing else. Okay. I just wanted to go over with you so that way there's no surprises.
So when do we get to tell? Where you said do we get to tell you when we want for you to take the money out or how does that work?
So the day you receive the money will start to come out the next day, the next business day.
So wait, so when we receive the money, you will be taking out $5,300?
No, the $243 for the daily payment.
I'm kind of confused. So
sure.
Every day they're taking $200.
Where we're paying, you're going to take $53, not $243 every day.
No, we're going to take $243.51 a day, Monday through Friday. The monthly, it comes up to $5,300. So you just need to make sure $5,300 is in there to be able to pay those payments 22 days out of the month.
We just got to make sure we have $243 in the
bank every day.
Every day, correct, yeah. But what I tell my most business owners is just to leave the $5,400 in there, right, whatever it is for the month. And you don't have to worry about monitoring it. It's the same thing. It's just broken down into daily.
Okay, so daily we will have that coming out. Which
correct.
The end of 22 days.
$5,300.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, weird that is. That's
yeah.
Weird. Okay, well, I don't
okay,
know.
And then I'll need your signature, Todd, on the ACH authorization form, which is page 14. It's not numbered.
Oh, wait. Still going with page 14?
Authorization form right there. I guess that's it.
Please attach. Oh, right here. Note your security deposit must be paid by check and submitted with documents.
Yeah, so I already have the voided check. You guys don't need to attach a voided check on there. I just need a signature and date. And
so, wait, we're going now. We're going to the 4506T request.
Okay. Yeah, this is for the tax purposes. This is just a copy of your transcript. They just need your signature on this.
Does he have to mark all those little boxes?
No, he doesn't have to mark anything. We just need a signature and date.
See. Number 9, year and period requested. I don't do anything there. Todd just has to sign signature. Just signature.
Signature and date right next to it.
Okay.
That is it. And then on page 17 of 17, I need a signature at the top and a signature on the bottom. So it's a signature for the borrow signature and the guarantor signature.
Yes.
And guarantee. Does he need both of those things?
Yes. Yeah, so both lines.
Okay.
You're still printing out, but we're only on page... We're on page 10.
Oh, okay. I'm still. I don't know why it's taken so long to print it out.
Just scanning it.
Okay.
So we'll fill those out and send them right back over.
Okay, yeah. Get those to me ASAP, guys, so I can make sure this funds by tomorrow morning. And hopefully, did you call your bank to see if they would hold the funds?
No, I haven't got to that point. I'm doing insurance and everything else.
Okay.
Well, I will get them. Yeah.
Yeah, get me these docs ASAP so I can really.
I won't be today, right?
No, it won't. Well, it might be. If I can get it today, it'd be great. But
yeah,
I'm pushing.
Okay, I'm
going to
go back.
I know.
And we're going to go back, and he's going to sign them all, and I just want to make sure that we sign everything.
Perfect. As soon as you sign them, send them back, and then I will. I'm trying to process this quickly for you guys because I know
okay,
the urgency.
Not a problem. Okay.
Okay.
All right, great. We're doing
all
it.
All
right,
guys. Sounds good, Nancy. Let me know if you guys have any other questions. All right, Todd?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.